Our first Big B Coffee guest of the day is Lansing Liquor Control Commission's Commissioner Patrick Gagliardi. Patrick, help me out here.
There's no helping you, Tony.
Is it Gagliardi?
Yes, that's right, Pat Gagliardi.
All right.
And I serve on the Michigan Liquor Control Commission along with four other gubernatorial appointees.
Well, Patrick, thanks so much for being on the program. And a story that we've been talking about for weeks here on the morning show, energy drinks that contain alcohol, they used to be legal in Michigan. The commission decided to make a change in that law.
Yes, last week we voted to give the makers of these 55 products 30 days to get their product off the shelf. Right now, FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, is doing a study on these drinks, and I suppose if they come back and say that they're okay, the commission in the future can put these back on the shelf, Tony, if they wish to.
Well, the concern that we found from these drinks, and I've talked to the mother of a young lady who had one of these beverages. As a matter of fact, she's an employee here, and she told me that her daughter had one of these beverages and felt ill for a couple of days afterwards. I also have a niece who has some friends who tried it and had the same challenges. Out east and out west at universities, these types of beverages have been banned. As a matter of fact, in Washington, there was a concern at a party that nine girls may have gotten a date rape drug, but they found that they were drinking this Four Loko beverage, which had a 12% alcohol content as well as a ton of caffeine.
Yeah, Tony, you're absolutely right. That's what's we've been studying this for 2 years as a public health issue for the people of the state of Michigan. And let me give you, just if I could, a little bit of background. Energy drinks started with Red Bull in the 1990s. And then a number of other energy drinks have come on, very popular now, are things like Monster and 5-Hour Energy and such. And back at that time, somebody got the good idea, or they thought a good idea, of mixing alcohol with these energy drinks. In fact, Budweiser, AB, Anheuser-Busch, and Miller Coors came out with two of the first products. 27 attorney generals about 5 years ago wrote them and asked them to take the product off. They did take the product off. And in the intermission since then, Four Loko, Juice, and a number of other people have filled the void of adding a cheap drink. For instance, the Four Loko is a 23-ounce can with 12% alcohol and the equivalent of five cups of coffee or more in it. Plus, it has things like taurine and guarana. We do know that they use taurine as a steroid for plumping up turkeys. This is all in one package that comes at a price point of around $3 to $4 in Michigan. Anybody that understands history of major stimulants or major uppers mixed with major downers like alcohol knows there's a problem. I mean, you just look back at our celebrity past, if you've heard of the names of people like Elvis and Janis, who blew their hearts out doing uppers and downers in big quantities at the same time. But the real problem with this, Tony, is that it's the stimulant in it that keeps people awake. And young people are used to drinking these stimulated drinks, the Monsters, the 5-Hour Energies, the Red Bulls. So when you put them a little alcohol on it, that's good for them because it keeps them awake. The problem is you stay awake long enough to get things like alcohol poisoning. As the websites will say, they call it blackout in a can. You black out, but you're still going. Yeah, alcohol keeps you pumped up, too. And so we've got a real problem. We think there is a real health concern with major stimulants, wormwood, taurine, guarana, along with the caffeine, sugars, and other things that they mix with this alcohol. And the FDA is looking at it right now. The FDA has asked all these companies to let them know, what good their product has. And we're waiting for the FDA to act. But in the meantime, anecdotal information like what you have given us is coming up all over the place, from emergency rooms to universities to high schools, and we decided to make the move to ban it.
The Big B Coffee big guest of the day is Michigan Liquor Control Commissioner Patrick Gigliardi, and you're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Patrick, my question, if I was to play devil's advocate, would be, how in the world were these beverages approved in the first place?
Well, you know, we're not going to – they were approved. We license malt liquors. These come in as malt liquors, like a beer. And that's because they're under 20% by volume alcohol. And so we license them much like we license wine. We license basically their labeling and if there's a public and safety problem. So these things were developed, as I said, Tony, out of people mixing stimulants like Red Bull with alcohol, and then somebody packaged it all in a can for cheap. These kind of products get in all the time. They're in every state in the nation that we know of. Only Utah is ahead of us. They banned four loco 2 weeks ago. We took 55 products, Tony, that have stimulants in them and are under 20% alcohol, things we would call energy alcohol drinks. And we have 55 products. There'll be a list of them out this week that will asked to be taken off the store shelves. Now, this is only until and if FDA comes back and says there's no problems with these products, I'm sure the Liquor Control Commission can look at putting them back on. I just can't believe they're going to, in light of all the evidence we're seeing. And this is not going to stop, Tony, people from mixing, going out and buying a Monster, a 5-Hour Energy, a Red Bull, whatever they want, and mixing alcohol with it. But I think this should send an important message to parents, especially young people, law enforcement. Many parents in law enforcement have no idea that a Four Loko, a juice, or something like that has any alcohol in it. And young kids are getting it and drinking it quite openly. But it's not just young people. At this price point, when you have a major stimulant and alcohol together, everybody's buying it, and it's a problem.
We're talking with Michigan Liquor Control Commissioner Patrick Gagliardi on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. I'm a little confused when it comes to talking about alcohol, beer, malt liquor. It would seem that an alcohol content of 12% is higher than it is with beer and wine. Explain the difference between beer and malt liquor, if you will.
Anything under 20% is called a malt liquor or a beer. We do have some craft brews, you know, locally, some of the real good craft brewers are out in Weberville. I can't think of
Michigan their name. Brewing Company?
Yeah, Michigan, and they have a store downtown. Mm-hmm. Bell's in Kalamazoo. Sometimes they make a real stout beer that might go up to close to 12% by volume. Mm-hmm. But mostly this is a for tax purposes. They're designated this way by the federal government. And so anything under 20% by volume alcohol is a malt liquor or wine, depending on how they're made.
Well, you're to be congratulated on banning these alcohol energy drinks. We've received a ton of phone calls and emails from concerned parents. What's your next move with these types of beverages?
Well, Tony, I thank you and everybody in the media that's letting this story get out. I'm telling you, as a parent of my youngest two are still in college, as a parent yet, and I am a grandparent, I'm that old, it is something that the generations need to know about. Energy drinks are fine. Mixing them major league with depressants, I don't think, and the public health community doesn't think, is fine. I think a real interesting study by all of you in the media should be to call your local emergency rooms and see how many people are showing up with alcohol poisoning, especially young people.